Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're diving into something really fascinating. How chess, yes, that classic game of strategy, can actually help you master emotional control. We'll talk about how playing chess teaches emotional discipline, patience, resilience, and so much more. So whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, this episode is packed with insights that can help you grow both on and off the chessboard. Let's jump in.
We often think of chess as a mental game, something that sharpens our intellect, tests our strategic thinking, and improves memory. But what if I told you chess is just as much a tool for emotional mastery? It's true. The power of chess lies not just in how it challenges your mind, but in how it helps you manage your emotions. When you play, you're constantly balancing logic with feelings. You're making decisions, handling pressure, and facing the unexpected. And in those moments, you learn a lot about yourself emotionally. In today's episode, we're going to break down how chess can help you gain emotional control in 8 key areas: emotional discipline, patience, resilience through defeat, emotional intelligence, stress reduction, controlling impulsivity, focus, and self-reflection. Let's start with emotional discipline.
Emotional discipline is one of the core skills that chess teaches. Picture this. You're in a tight game, and every move matters. Your opponent makes an unexpected, brilliant move that throws you off your game plan. What do? React emotionally or think critically? Chess forces you to choose the latter. You can't let emotions like frustration or panic cloud your judgment. Instead, you must remain composed, think strategically, and stay focused on the bigger picture. In life, emotional discipline works the same way. By playing chess regularly, you train your brain to stay calm, even when things don't go as planned. The power of chess lies in helping you pause before you act, both on the board and in everyday situations.
Now, let's talk about patience and emotional endurance. Chess is not a fast game. Sometimes, it can feel like an eternity before you reach a breakthrough. But that's where the magic happens. Chess teaches you the value of patience. You learn that rushing through decisions usually leads to mistakes, both in the game and in life. By embracing the slow pace of chess, you build emotional endurance, something that helps you handle life's long-term challenges with grace. Patience is key, especially in those moments when you're facing an aggressive opponent or a difficult position on the board. The patience you cultivate during a chess game extends to your daily life, whether it's waiting for results at work or dealing with personal frustrations.
All right, here's a big one: emotional resilience through defeat. If you've ever played chess, you know that losing is a big part of the experience. No one wins every game, and honestly, those losses can sting. But here's where emotional resilience comes in. Instead of dwelling on the negative feelings, chess encourages you to reflect on your mistakes and use them as learning opportunities. This builds emotional resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks. This lesson is invaluable in life. We all face moments of failure, but the key is to not let those failures define us. Instead, we can use them as stepping stones to improve. In chess, every loss is a chance to refine your strategy and sharpen your skills.
Moving on to emotional intelligence and strategic thinking. Chess is a game of strategy, but it's also a game of emotions, both yours and your opponent's. As you play, you begin to pick up on emotional cues from your opponent. Are they feeling frustrated? Overconfident? Nervous? Recognizing these cues allows you to anticipate their moves and adjust your strategy accordingly. This is emotional intelligence at work, and it's a skill that extends to real-life interactions. By developing emotional intelligence through chess, you become better at understanding and managing not only your emotions, but also those of others. Whether in relationships, at work, or in social settings, this skill is a game changer for communication and connection.
Let's talk stress relief. Chess, believe it or not, is an excellent way to reduce stress and achieve emotional balance. The game requires deep concentration, which naturally pulls you away from daily worries and anxieties. When you're immersed in a chess match, your mind shifts focus, giving you a mental break from life stressors. And as a result, you leave the game feeling more emotionally balanced and clear-headed. By playing chess regularly, you create a healthy outlet for your emotions. It's a form of mental relaxation that helps you recharge and restore emotional equilibrium, leaving you better equipped to tackle challenges with a calm and focused mindset.
We all know that impulse decisions often lead to regret, and that's especially true in chess. In the heat of the game, it's easy to make an impulsive move without fully thinking it through. But chess quickly teaches you that impulsivity usually leads to mistakes. It requires you to suppress those knee-jerk reactions and instead make calm, rational decisions. This skill is incredibly useful when it comes to managing emotions like frustration or anger. The power of chess lies in training your mind to pause, breathe, and think before reacting, whether you're on the chessboard or dealing with life's unexpected challenges.
Chess demands focus. Emotional distractions can quickly throw you off your game, leading to poor decisions and lost opportunities. The ability to fully concentrate on the game without letting emotions interfere is key to success in chess and in life. Learning to block out emotional distractions allows you to make clear, rational decisions even in the most chaotic of situations. By practicing mindfulness while playing chess, you develop the skill of staying present and focused. This kind of emotional control is invaluable when you're juggling stressful situations or dealing with emotional distractions in your daily life.
Finally, let's talk about self-reflection. Chess is more than just a battle of minds. It's a mirror reflecting your emotional state. After each game, take a moment to reflect on how your emotions influenced your decisions. Were you impatient? Did frustration cloud your judgment? This process of self-reflection helps you identify emotional triggers and develop strategies for managing them more effectively in the future. This kind of self-awareness leads to emotional growth both in chess and in life. By understanding your emotional responses, you become better equipped to manage them, fostering greater emotional intelligence and personal development.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. I hope you found these insights into mastering emotional control through the power of chess valuable. Remember, every game is an opportunity to grow not just as a player, but as a person. Incorporating chess into your life can help you develop emotional resilience, patience, and greater self-awareness. Skills that are crucial both on and off the board. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to bookmark for more episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, feel free to leave a review. Until next time, keep playing, keep growing. And remember, every move you make is a step toward mastering emotional control. Take care and happy chess playing.